脱された理由と、あと脚本家でポール・ハリスさんを起用されたことについて、ちょっと。
Well, Casino Royale was the first book that Fleming wrote about James Bond. And the rights were held by someone outside of our company. And Harry and Covey, Harry Saltzman and Covey Broccoli, who were the first producers, always wanted to do Casino Royale, but they never had the rights to do it. Around the year 2000, our company finally acquired the rights. So it was the first opportunity we had to do it. Also, we felt that we were getting a little fanciful in the way the films were going. And we thought this would be a great opportunity to use this novel to bring Bond back to the basics and see how Bond started and how he got his 007.
It was actually Martin Campbell who suggested that Paul Haggis come and work on the script. We had already a script with Robert Wade and Neil Purvis, which was very good. And when Martin approached Paul Haggis to do some more work, Paul liked the script very much and thought he could bring more to it. So we were delighted that Paul Haggis could come and work on the film, and he's made a wonderful contribution.
In fact, I met Paul probably about a year before he worked on the script. I had dinner with him. And he told me then he was a James Bond fan. So given that he had just directed Crash, and he seemed an obvious choice when we did want somebody to do some character work on the script, he seemed an obvious person to go to.
ここのところ派手になりすぎたということもあって、いろいろ行動関係をあまり現実離れしたものを出さないように、封印したというような噂もあります。その辺に関してガジェットについてお伺いしたいと。オープニングのタイトルなどが、いつも通りかとちょっと変わってるんじゃないかというような、そんなような気もするんですけれども、その辺についてもしお答えいただければ教えていただきたいと思います。
Let's see, I'll start with the last question first. Opening sequence, that's the pre-title sequence, is in black and white. And that shows Bond doing what he has to do to get his 007. And then we go into a title sequence, which is designed by Danny Kleinman, the fellow who's designed the last three or four of them for us. And they're very much the classical Bond titles. And as far as the gadgets go, we still have gadgets in the Bond film. But these gadgets are fairly realistic and would be the high-tech that you would expect for an agent to have today. I think when we talk about them being fanciful in the last film, we're thinking of the invisible car and things along that line. And this picture is much more realistic, and the whole tone is much more realistic than the last film.